Port Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Fogler is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Fogler.
Welcome, everybody. Insight. Mr. Jack Stogler is back on this gorgeous, chilly Wednesday evening, and I welcome back my friend Rocker. Hello, Rocker.
Hi, Jack. It's been a while.
I have missed you.
I thought I was in a coma there for about a decade.
I have thought you've been in a coma for much longer than that, Rocker.
Well, I'm out.
You're out now. Welcome back, bud. And we welcome into studio one of my new favorite people. Pastor Q, Quentin Elsie?
Elsie, yeah.
And Pastor Q is the pastor at the Christ Chapel.
Yes, that's correct.
And you have been for how long?
A little over a year. So I took over as pastor in August of 2018.
So I tell you what, we're going to start out by learning a little bit about you and your family.
Okay.
You're married.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, have been for 10 years to my lovely wife, Lydia.
And you have a little boy.
We do. His name is Ezra. He's two. Yes, and a handful.
And Jack, a lot of people might know Lydia's parents and their parents.
Yeah, so actually, when you hear my last name, you might realize it's not a local last name. And when I talk to people, I get that.
It doesn't have enough letters in it. Yeah. All last names around here have at least 11 letters.
Well, but his in-laws don't.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So then I tell people that I married into the Ranley family.
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly everything's okay. And I get asked which Ranleys. So, yeah, I tell people that I married into that family.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So your wife is originally from?
Coldwater. Her folks grew up in Fort Recovery.
Really?
And, yeah, her grandmother still lives here.
Yep. Joanne?
Yep.
No way.
Yes. Yeah. She worked for me at the drive-in, just like your wife.
I asked Martha Ranley out one time, and, well, I asked her about four times, and she shot me down.
Over four?
She shot me down every time.
She's a very wise young lady.
So Martha would be
Lydia's aunt. Yes.
No kidding.
Yes.
Small girl. Well, don't. You know, you can bring it up to her that Martha broke my heart on more than one occasion.
Jack, do you also know who Lydia's mom is?
Lydia's mom
is Carol, married to Dale. Do you know who she was?
No.
Harvey and Mary Thornton's daughter. Mary was a Shane. So Harvey and Mary Thornton, that's their daughter. Roger's the brother to Carol. I don't know if there's other ones. And Carol's mom, Mary, was one of the Shanes. So would she be Pat Diller's sister and several other?
No kidding.
Yeah. Well, so they actually used to run the roller skating rink in our town.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're not learning squat about you, but we know a lot about the Thurston family. You're from where originally?
From Hancock County, from the Findlay zip code.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're from this neck of the woods.
Yeah, not too far away.
Okay. You talked at one of your services about spending time on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was in the course of work?
Yes. I was hired on fresh out of college to a church out there. I was on staff as the director of youth and family ministries, which is essentially a youth pastor position.
Yeah.
We were out there in Delaware for about 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. So it was a great season. Learned a lot. Grew up a lot. Saw a lot.
Oh, yeah. I bet so.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you went to high school in Findlay?
Outside of Findlay, a little school called Corey Rawson.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. They have sports, so we know about them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know how they're faring right now. It wasn't the best when I was in high school, but.
Yeah. But well, now that you're out, they're doing fine.
Oh, well, that must have been the trick.
You're welcome.
So, and then where'd you go to college at?
Ohio Northern University.
Okay. Yeah. And you majored in
Not religion. I actually went to school. I started out in the sciences, and I was in biochemistry. And I thought about going into medicine or some sort of medical research. And that quickly became apparent that I wasn't cut out for that. So I ended up finishing my degree in business management. And still, it didn't seem like a great fit. That training does come in handy.
Oh, sure.
Being in the church. But I really still felt called to ministry.
So, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that call to you ministry and your time in Delaware, how that prepared you for your current gig at the Christ Chapel.
Yeah,
so
great.
We'll be back right after this.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll be having one of the most popular bands around, Hammer Jockeys. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The Fort Recovery Merchant Christmas Open House is Sunday, November 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy the live nativity scene plus a live pioneer demonstration at the Log House. Story hour and crafts in the Fort Recovery Library from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Santa will be in his house from noon to 4 p.m. sponsored by the local Girl Scouts. Take part in a nativity scavenger hunt through participating merchants starting at the Fort Recovery Insurance. So enjoy the savings and fun at many of the Fort Recovery retail merchants during this Christmas Open House Sunday, November 17th from 11 to 4 p.m.
We're back. Insight. We almost talked right through that, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay.
It kind of sneaked up on me.
So you talked about your college education and how it just didn't seem like a fit, and then there was a calling.
Okay. Yeah.
So was there an event that triggered it, or...
Sure. Well, honestly, I kind of ran from it. I was reluctant to go into ministry. I had done an internship at my church for a summer, little stint as a youth pastor, and I went into that pretty optimistic, thinking things would change and we'd see great results, and I hadn't realized yet that ministry takes time. And so I walked away from that a little jaded and went back to college thinking I was going to do something else, and God just wouldn't let me go. So I started closing some other doors, and through some great friends, they kind of encouraged me to head in that direction and pursue ministry.
So were you involved in activities in college that, you know, led you to believe, you know, that you just kind of kept that voice in your ear?
Sure, yeah. There was a campus organization called NCF, Northern Christian Fellowship. And for a brief time, I was an officer in that organization. And just surrounded by a lot of really good people who faith was really an integral part of their life. And so that did keep that voice in my ear for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you got out of school. You got you have your business degree.
Yes.
Okay, and then... And then you said, you know what, I really want to be a pastor. So did it take extra schooling then? Or, you know?
Well, it's kind of a process. A lot of times what happens is the call to ministry will lead towards seminary, which I have started some seminary training, but that's something that's in process. But really for me, a lot of it was just kind of hands-on on the job. I was hired on as a youth and family ministries director at a church and spent about 10 years doing that. And so a lot of it was just every day getting to know the ins and outs of ministry.
So you were in Delaware. Mm-hmm. What type of a setting was that? Was that a rural setting? Was that inner city?
It was a pretty rural setting, small town. It was called Selbyville, and kind of a beach summer community. So there was a lot of tourism during the summer. People would come in and visit. But where we were, where the church was, it was pretty consistent. Small town, and there was a lot of farming, much like there is around here. So it was very similar to home.
Yeah. Good. And then, apparently you had the opportunity to move back.
Yeah, so a couple of summers ago, my wife and I came back for her older sister's wedding. They had asked me to be a part of that and to speak at the wedding. And so I had the opportunity to come back. I was actually at Christ Chapel. And in the course of that, after the wedding, I struck up a conversation with the pastor at the time, Steve Long. And he shared that he was looking to retire in the future. And around that time, we had had our son, and we didn't want to be so far away from home, from family. We wanted him to know his grandparents, his aunts and uncles. And so it was just kind of a God moment where what he was looking for was kind of what we were looking for.
So, and I am Catholic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my knowledge of other churches, other religions is not very deep.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. So is the Christ Chapel one in a series of new Christ Chapels around the world?
No, it's not. We are actually a non-denominational church and an independent church, which means that we're not affiliated with any one particular denomination, Catholic or Lutheran or Methodist or any one in that series. We are an autonomous church. So what our belief basically is we just focus on teaching what the Bible says. And we do that independently of any attachment from other churches.
Okay. Yeah. So there's, but I could go to other places and find a Christ Chapel.
No. We're the only one.
This is it.
Yeah.
Now,
there may be other ones with that name.
Right.
But they have nothing to do with us. They don't know we exist.
Right.
We don't know they exist.
Right. I think there's one out in California, actually. And it's called Christ Chapel.
I was thinking I saw it somewhere.
Because when we went to get our website, we couldn't do ChristChapel.com. Yep. It had to be ChristChapelFR.com.
Yep.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yep.
So Fort Recovery's Christ Chapel has been here since when?
Oh, wow. We were just talking about that. I want to say it was established as a church back in the 1890s, but it didn't go by Christ Chapel. It went by a different name. And for a long time, it was affiliated with a denomination. I believe it was the Church of Christ.
Yeah, and then it was United Church of Christ. They merged with somebody else, which merged with somebody else. I don't remember what the original name was, but I was there.
Citizens Commercial.
No, it wasn't that.
No, it wasn't anything like that.
But I'm going to say back in the 60s, 70s, was a merge with two different national denominations. I believe that's when it went from Church of Christ to United Church of Christ. And then I'm going to say 70s, when that church got what we considered very liberal. It changed over. We decided, well, we're definitely not going to send them any money, and they haven't been providing us any pastors.
Yep.
So there's no reason in the world to keep this same name. So they did a couple of things, and I believe that it was Lois Hull that came up with the name Christ Chapel. I know if somebody else came up with it, she was the one that said, yep, that's the one.
Yep.
And there wasn't any reason to argue with it because it's a good name.
Yeah,
so the other ones were kind of, you know, would have been okay names. This one was pretty well right.
Yeah, as you can tell, Neil's kind of our in-house historian.
Yeah.
Knows a lot of history of the church.
And he should be because he's probably as old as the church.
I'm almost as old as the building.
I'm kidding. You know I love you. So,
especially when I'm missing.
So if like you were going, and I think you touched on it briefly, but if like you were going to tell the community about this is Christ Chapel,
yeah,
what would you say?
Yeah, well, we have a sign hanging over our double doors that says "Come as you are." And I think I would really summarize our message as a message of grace. We certainly emphasize the truth of Scripture, but we really want to be a church of grace. We want to be a place where people can come exactly as they are because we believe that Jesus meets us as we are. And he loves us enough to help us to grow and to change, but he comes to exactly where we are and loves us there. And we want to be that kind of church that is just a safe place for everybody to come, no matter their background, no matter what they've been through, no matter what they've done, that they can just come and know that God loves them.
A little motto is a church of recovery.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. And so you kind of use that message in the songs that you choose to sing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We really, everything we do, we want to be consistent with that message. I really believe that God's heart toward us is one of love and restoration. And so any opportunity we have, we want to emphasize that message and really reiterate the fact that God is just, he loves you. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and I'm going to give you time to grab your, let's see, what did you call it?
Get fiddle.
You know? And when we come out of break, we'll do a song, and we'll talk a little bit more about the service and the structure and the overall message. So
sounds great.
We'll be back right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. There's going to be a tribe night where you can meet our Indians boys basketball teams, junior high, freshman, JV, and varsity on Saturday, November 23rd, with inter-squad scrimmages starting at 6 p.m. And there will also be a chicken and pork chop dinner starting at 5:30 with the various teams doing the serving. The scrimmages will feature all the teams from junior high through varsity playing one half each, starting with the 7th grade scrimmage at 6 p.m. The tickets for the chicken and pork chop dinners are $8 each, and you'll need to get your tickets by November 14th from the coaches, players, or parents of team members, junior high through varsity. Don't miss your chance to get a preview of our upcoming boys basketball season and get a great dinner, too. Saturday, November 23rd, dinner starts at 5:30, scrimmages start at 6, and members of our Indians teams will be serving the chicken or pork chop meal. You need to get your tickets ahead of time from players, coaches, or parents by Thursday, November 14th. There is no charge to watch the scrimmages.
Back Insight, Jack Sogler, Rocker Bon Bellin, and Pastor Q from Christ Chapel Church here. And Pastor Q, you had talked about the importance of music in the church.
Yes.
And it's very evident to anybody that's been there that part of the service means a lot to you. Yeah. Do you have much of a background from a music standpoint? I mean, it is evident that you love to sing.
Yeah. So my mom played and still does play piano, and she did that for church. And she tried to teach my brother and I piano when we were young. I can't speak for my brother, but it really didn't stick with me. So that was about the extent of my musical education until I got into school. And in school, I was part of the choir, the chorus, and that's about it. So I picked up guitar, just wanted to actually, it's kind of embarrassing, I wanted to be in a boy band when that was a thing. don't judge me.
Most of the boy band people, though, didn't play guitars. They just danced.
Yeah, that's true.
I should have told you that before.
I was told that the microphone that I wear on Sunday morning is kind of a boy band microphone.
So you got a little bit of Justin Timberlake.
I wouldn't go that far, no. Okay. But I picked up the guitar and kind of messed around with it a little bit in high school. Saved up to buy a guitar. And that was that. I didn't play for a long time. And then when I was on staff at the church in Delaware, we kind of started up a thing for young adults, and I just picked up playing the guitar again out of necessity. I'd played a little bit with some of the students that I had in student ministry, but just kind of took off from there.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, let's play Broken Things. It is one of my favorites, and to me it probably symbolizes what you're trying to do with the church. Yeah. As much as any song that you could pick out. So sure. I'll shut up and let you play Broken Things.
All right. Yeah.
kingdom. Gates open wide. There's a seat at the table.
That's a great song.
I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then Matt West, right?
Matthew West, yeah.
He has a lot of really good stuff out there.
He sure does, yeah. He's a really, really prolific musician.
It really is. It's awesome. And you did a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you.
There's Rocker Bonvilla on the guitar, right, Rocker?
Not in close.
He was beside the guitar. He was close. He was beside the guitar. So he was, he said not even close, but he was close.
Yeah, he was close to it. So as like, you know, let's talk about the structure of your service.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I got a text during that from Judy Wood.
Yeah.
She said that Jim told her, and this is probably correct, that Ed Wellman, when he was pastor there, or maybe before he was pastor but attended there, came up with the name Christ Chapel.
Oh, okay.
I knew there was right. Several different names came up, but I knew Lois was the one said, yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if she came up with it, but the Ed Wellman thing I'm pretty sure is correct. And Ed Wellman, a lot of us remember Ed Wellman, yeah. Married to Kim Painter, who is, her mom was Irene Stone's sister. And sister-in-law, Larry Stone's sister.
You sound so much like my grandma right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I'm taking that as a compliment, and I don't care which grandma, because I knew them both, and I loved them.
So the structure of the service and the culture of the church, okay? You know, it's so strange because coming from a Catholic church, you know, sure. Once you entered those doors, you were in God's house and yeah. You were quiet and you were respectful.
Sure.
And, sure. You know, I mean, you went to your pew and you knelt and you prayed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And most of the time you didn't really pray. You just kind of looked around to see if other people were praying, you know. So,
so you were judgmental.
Yeah. So here, you know, it's so strange because our routine is we stop at Casey's or the Shell and yeah. We get a bottled water to take yeah. to church with us.
Sure.
Okay. There's coffee in the back. So explain a little bit about the culture and that entire practice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, going back to the sign that we have hanging above the doors, we really want people to feel like they can come as they are. And for us, that is represented in the culture and how we do things. We want it to be a comfortable place. I personally believe, and I think we as a church believe, you know, that Jesus, again, meets us as we are. And, it, you know, Jesus did life with people. And when they came to him, they didn't have to put on a certain persona. They didn't have to, you know, say things a certain way or figure everything out before they came to him. And so we just want to maybe lower the barriers to connect with Jesus. So people can come, they can drink coffee, they can wear jeans, they can just be at ease. You know, we teach, certainly the building is important, that's where we meet. But I think scripture shows us that we, the people, are the church. You know, we are the temple of God. You know, that the Spirit of God lives in us. And so the place is important, certainly, but we can be the church anywhere. We can be the church right here in the station. We can be the church at home. And so we just come as we are.
Very good. So it's kind of neat, and it, you know, you in the front pews, you have these eggs that are
little egg shakers,
so where did those come from?
Well, on our worship team out in Delaware, we had some percussion instruments like that, and we just got some here at the church, And it kind of became a thing that the kids would come up front into the front row and just grab some egg shakers and start shaking those along with the songs, you know, the kind of a rhythm section for us.
And it's so neat to see 5-year-olds, 8-year-olds, you know, up front.
Yeah.
Singing. I mean, it is like they're watching a, you know, Justin Timberlake video on YouTube, you know? And it's neat seeing them get involved with the process.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always see that.
I think that's one of the things I love so much about our church is that we are a multi-generational church. You know, it's not just one age group or demographic. It is from little children and babies all the way through those who've got a lot of life experience.
Thank you. You know,
it's everything. Yeah. It's everything in between. And I think that's really what the calling of the church is. That we come from so many different places and so many different seasons of life, and we can come together, and what unites us, our faith in Jesus, is greater than anything that might divide us or separate us.
And one thing I want to throw in there too, that on the website christchapelfr.com, you can go and listen to the sermons, but in almost every one of the sermons you can hear kids crying. One of them will scream every once in a while. And I sit kind of close to the front, so I kind of look around. I don't want to be looking around. I'm not looking at the kids. I'm looking at the people smiling because there's a kid there.
Yeah.
We have kids' church, but this one's too small to go down there.
Yeah.
And there's several of them, I think. There's two or three of them. And if they start screaming or hollering, it's not a thing. We don't care.
So, you know, Neil mentioned the new website, and on your website, you've got, and I don't know whether they'd be new podcasts, if like that's what you call them,
sure,
of each of your Sunday sermons.
Yeah. So we record the sermons, and I pull those down usually Monday or Tuesday off the computer, and edit out some of the background hiss or noise, but I do leave the kids in there because I think it's such a beautiful representation of who we are as a church, you know. So I turn those up a little bit and then put them on the website.
Okay. And the sermons always, and I say always like I've been there for 9,000 years, but at least since I've been going, the you know, sermons seem to have a common thread to them. Kind of talk about what you try to share during those.
Sure. Well, again, we really emphasize what Scripture teaches. And so for us, whether that's a series on a particular person or story, or maybe a theme, like right now our series is on thankfulness. And so we look at those different passages of Scripture, and I just really try to pull out some truths that we can apply to our daily life. I believe that faith is something that we live. It's not just something that we believe. And so for me, there's really an emphasis on practice. How do we do this? How do we live this?
So it seems like each week there's 3 or 4 takeaways.
Yeah, and that's actually something I got to give credit where it's due. I used to be in my teaching when I was kind of first starting out at this. I used to be a lot more about the theology or the facts. And my wife really helped me see the importance of application. So she really kind of challenged me at the time to try to really underline what's the big takeaway here. What is the thing that I need to walk away with? And that was something, it was kind of a blind spot for me. And she really helped me grow in that. And so for me, that's become really helpful. If I can just kind of boil down a big idea into a phrase or a statement, what's the big takeaway here?
Fantastic. So you know, now that we know that your wife is the brains of the outfit.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
you know, love you, sweetie. I think she's listening right now.
So when you did the series on Jacob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that part of a you know lesson plan that you got from someplace else, or was that something that character really resonated with you and you dived into?
Yeah. Well, some churches follow something called the lectionary, which is kind of a blueprint, or really more of a map of different passages that are picked out throughout the year for each Sunday. I followed that sort of in the past, but more often I just kind of go with what I feel like God's leading me to teach, and maybe what I think the church needs to hear at the time. It's interesting. We had come to the end, or we're coming up on the end of a series, and I didn't really know where to go next, and I just kind of had this thought, like, I've never taught about Jacob before, and I really give credit to God for that, because it was just kind of a whim in my mind, but there's just so much in his story, and I think so many people can relate to him. Jacob is a pretty messed up, broken guy, and yet God used him to do incredible things, and I think I can relate to that, and I think other people can relate to that.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, we'll come back to talk a little bit more about Christ Chapel Church and what you have going on right after this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Here are just a few of the great specials now through this Thursday, November 14th, that Wayne Street Market has throughout their store to save you money. Their steak sale continues with ribeyes for just $6.99 a pound. Also, they have beef stew meat for $5.49 a pound and cube steaks for $4.99 a pound. And their half-liter bottles of Pepsi products are now 4 for just $10. In their deli, they have some great deals for a quick meal or snack for you, or for the kids for an after-school snack. You can get Dairy Fresh cooked ham for the low price of just $1.75 a pound, and Troyer's Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. And for your Thanksgiving feast, they have cranberry salad for $6.49 a pound. Check out these great specials from Wayne Street Market, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout their store. And holiday party time is coming up, so get your orders in now for their meat and cheese trays, vegetable trays, fruit trays, and their new sandwich trays, as well as the Cooper Farms turkey rolls. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Season tickets for the 2019-2020 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. And they have extended hours this year. They will also be selling tickets Thursday evening the 14th until 7 p.m. Last year's boys' season ticket holders will have until Wednesday, November 20th to get their reserved seat season tickets. After November 20th, anyone not having a reserved seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserved seats for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserved seat area, they must also have a reserved seat season ticket, because all lower-level seats are reserved season tickets. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's annual all-sports pass for only $25 that's good for both boys and girls' home, junior high, and high school games, but it does not include a reserved seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserved seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. Tickets for the high school girls' basketball games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students at the door, since there will be no presale tickets for the girls' games. There will be pre-sale tickets available for most boys' games, and they will be $6 for adults and $4 for students. All tickets at the door for the boys' games will be $7. For the junior high basketball games, they're selling a winter sports pass that's good for all girls and boys' home basketball games and are $25 for adults and $10 for students. Tickets for the junior high girls and boys basketball games will also be available at the door and are $3 for adults and $2 for students. Basketball season is coming soon, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler, Rocker, Pastor Q. Yeah. So we were talking about, and you know, Rocker asked off air. So why don't you share some of the, like, the times of your service? I think you have a couple of different groups that meet as well. So.
Sure, yeah. Well, Sunday mornings we meet for worship at 10:30. And during the message portion of that, we have kids' church. So that's just a little bit more of an age-targeted lesson for the little ones. So we do have that available. Tuesday nights we have small group. That meets at 6:30, and that's an opportunity just for us to dig a little bit deeper into the application part of all of this. What does it look like in our lives? It gives opportunities for people to share places they've seen this or experienced this. So that's the gist of it right now. We may have more offerings as the church grows.
Now, that's a little more of a conversation
than
a sit down, and it's not like a lesson.
Yeah.
It's there's a lesson plan, but it's more of a discussion.
Okay. So,
and they also have the youth group on Sunday afternoon, first or second Sunday.
Yeah, we're still working on the scheduling of that. Okay. Trying to find a good time, yeah. But we're trying to get a student ministry up and running as well.
That's cool. And you know what? And that's something about the kids around here. And I'm not, you know, I think that's something that the Catholic Church has made strides in. And it seems like there's a lot more involvement with the school age kids, like at high school level, in their religion than what there was.
Yeah.
10 or 15 years
sure.
ago.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, which is a great thing.
That's a fantastic thing.
Yeah. So for Christ Chapel, what's your vision?
Well, the vision statement is something that I kind of inherited from our predecessor, Steve Long, and he laid a really great foundation, but we kind of honed that a little bit, refined it. It is recover, restore, release, and I see that as something that one of my mentors, Jim Farmer, really helped me understand as the life cycle of faith. So restore is really that connection point. It's realizing our need for grace, for forgiveness, and that comes through a relationship with Jesus. Restore then is really learning a new rhythm of life. It's learning to be a follower of Jesus, to be a disciple of Jesus. And that's really the part where we grow. And then the release portion of that is stepping into what we believe is life as it is meant to be lived. And really using the gifts and the passions that God has given us to do ministry and to hopefully begin that life cycle for somebody else. To get them plugged in and connected to Jesus.
Yeah. You know, to me, and I may be, you know, way off base, you know, I have been a Catholic ever since day one, you know, and I'll probably die a Catholic.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I get a lot out of attending the, you know, Sunday service there. And it's kind of neat because I see other devout, committed Catholics,
yeah,
that you come and participate, and I think that they do it to get something out of it.
Sure.
And it's not saying that I'm not a Catholic anymore.
No.
It's just, you know, you had made a comment about church should be, you know, a place that you want to go, not a place that you have to go. And I think that's a key point is, you know, Many of those people that I've seen that attend, I have no doubt that you probably went to the Catholic Church on Saturday night.
Sure.
And they just love to learn and to get a little closer, I think.
Yeah, well, and I'm thankful for that. You know, I think the Catholic Church does a lot of great things, and I think they get a lot of things right. And for me, the emphasis really is something that Jesus came back to. He asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And I think that's the bottom line is the question of what do you do with Jesus? And if we can agree on that, I think we got a lot of room for things in common. And so I think it's great. I think it's a beautiful thing about our church is that people come from so many different backgrounds, and they're welcome there.
Yeah.
That's
cool. So, one of the things that you hear and see more and more about are these mega churches, and they're down around the Cincinnati area. There's one that I think is going up in the Columbus area, the Crossroads type.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about those?
Well, it's kind of a loaded question. For me, I think you can go back to the book of Acts, which is really kind of the story of where the church came from. It's after Jesus has ascended back into heaven, and he's left his followers to really build on what he's done. And you read that on the day of Pentecost, there were thousands of people who came to faith in Jesus. And that's an instant megachurch right there. So I don't think there's any scriptural precedent to be able to say that a megachurch is wrong in principle. I think it does come with some challenges. Part of the beauty, I think, of the small church is the connectedness of it, that you can know everybody, and it feels like a tight-knit family. So I think there's a balance that comes with growth. Certainly our goal should be to reach more and more people with the gospel and to get them to the place where they own faith in Jesus for themselves. And with that, the church grows in numbers. So I think you have to be careful to also to build community where people aren't just anonymous. They're not just a number. They do have people that they're close with. And I think that can come through small groups. Certainly you see with a lot of these bigger churches, that's a model they use. They may have large worship services, but then they have small groups where people are connected with others that are friends and that are really close in the faith journey with them.
Well, I tell you what, this has been a very eye-opening thing for me. I think going to the Christ Chapel opened my eyes some too, and you just that there's different ways of doing things,
sure,
you know, and I've enjoyed those Sunday mornings with you. Hopefully, the good Lord willing, I'll be able to attend a few more. In spite of the nice job that you've done, okay, I still have to put you through.
Oh boy,
Stump the Rocker. Okay, and nobody has ever beat Rocker, right?
There's been a few close calls.
Many have tried.
Okay, none have succeeded.
He is okay,
and that's because you give him the questions ahead of time, Jack.
Is that the secret sauce?
That's the secret sauce.
No, they don't do that.
So the topic this week is famous TV wives. Okay, so so I'm going to say the TV shows. Husband, and you have to write down the wife's first name.
Okay. All right.
So. Okay.
I really don't watch a lot of TV, so this doesn't bode well.
Uh-oh. So I should pick, Bible wives.
Maybe, maybe that would have gone better for
me. Maybe these are shows that you watched when you were younger.
Maybe.
You had all kinds of free time when you were in high school and didn't do your homework.
Okay. We have the theme song to Jeopardy on. Okay, the first one, Tim Taylor. to Tim the Toolman Taylor's wife.
Oh, man. I feel like I should know this.
The second one, Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Ooh, I know that. Mrs. Brady.
Mrs. Brady, yes. The third one, Homer Simpson.
I might know that one.
Yeah.
Probably don't.
And it's not OJ.
That was his dad.
That was his dad. Cliff Huxtable.
I think I know that one too.
Yeah.
And the last one, Ray Barone.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is. I don't know the last name.
Yeah.
Those are all shows I watched, sort of, but not very much.
But I picked pretty popular shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So,
pencil's down.
Okay, you ready? The first one. Tim Taylor's wife. Rocker?
Oh, I can come up with Deb.
Deb?
I'm pretty sure that ain't right.
I got a question mark on mine.
You have a question mark on
you? I got a question mark on
Rocker had at least a name.
He had a name. Well, the answer was, Neil, do you
No, I have no idea. I watched maybe 10 minutes of that show total.
Jill. Don't cuss in front of the pack.
He said,
yeah, that was inaudible to me.
He sounded like Homer Simpson. So, Mike Brady. Reverend?
I don't know. I guess that's Brenda.
Brenda?
Carol.
Ooh, that's, yeah, that's it. That's it. Yep. I told you I don't watch TV.
Uh-oh. Okay. The third one, Rocker.
Marge. Homer
Will you wait until I...
Homer Simpson.
Marge.
Yeah, I got Marge. Yeah, right. I got that one.
Okay. The fourth one. Cliff Huxtable.
I think I know this one.
I should know it. Oh, that's right. Claire.
Claire.
I didn't have that written down.
I couldn't come up with that one.
Ooh. That's the only one I had. Well, I think the next one I had, too.
Okay, here's the last one. Ray Barone.
Oh, no, I don't remember this one.
Rocker.
Deborah.
I didn't have it.
Rocker, the streak lives on.
Yeah.
Deborah is right.
1 out of 5. How many did you get, Rocker?
Oh,
you only got 3 out of 5.
I think you got 4, didn't you?
That's 60%.
Oh, no, got Deb. You got Deb for the first one.
Yeah, you missed Deb.
So 3 out of 5, that's still...
So, I'm disappointed.
But he won.
If you're disappointed in him, what does that mean for me?
You've been busy studying
important stuff.
Giving me a pass here.
He's been studying Jacob's 5 wives. How many did he have?
2 wives and 2 side chicks.
Oh, 2 wives. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, looked on Facebook because I like to post things on there when I'm having a guest. And you know, one of the people that shared what I posted said that you're changing lives in Fort Recovery.
I got to give credit where it's due. It's not me. It's Jesus. And I'm just really excited to be on the front lines of that. I'm really honored to be a pastor and to be a part of what's happening. So, yeah, give credit where it's due.
Yeah. Well, you know, then you God picks the right messengers, too. So, you know, you have to take a little bit of credit for that,
I appreciate
too.
That.
So, I tell you what, Neil, should we take one more break here?
Yep.
Okay, all right, we're going to take you one more break. We're going to come back with a song.
All right.
And then, you know, Rucker's got a few things to close out with, right?
Oh, sure.
You have a top 10 list?
Or on this day.
And a top 10 list?
No top 10.
You've been off for 4 weeks and
his phone's been off for 2. for yes. 2 days.
So. Yeah.
Had composition problems.
A little tough to do research when you.
Well, so please send your resumes for Rocker's job to FR Radio.
They will all be wadded up and thrown in the trash. Rocker does not get replaced.
So we will be back right after this.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 60-cent wings, traditional or boneless, and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
The Fort Recovery Parent Teacher Organization presents their annual Breakfast with Santa. It's going to be at the middle school auditoria on Sunday, December 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The cost is just $4, and each child gets a drink and a donut, and they'll have crafts, games, and prizes, and a visit with Santa, so be sure to take your camera to take pictures of your kids with Santa. And the kids can shop at their own special Christmas shop, where everything is only $1, and it's kids-only shopping. Mark your calendar for Breakfast with Santa on Sunday, December 1st, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the middle school auditorium.
We're back. Insight, Jack Sogler, Pastor Q, Rocker, Bubba's now in studio. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, guys. How we doing?
Very good.
Great tonight.
Yeah. So, before we have another song, what's your Christmas music going to be like?
Oh, wow. For us, it's a blend, really. I mean, it's hard to beat some of those old standby Christmas songs. I love those. But there are some really great contemporary songs as well. So it's a mix.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. You got Mui Kamiki Maka?
Oh, no. I don't think I've got that one.
Thank God.
Yes, literally.
Mui Kamiki Maka.
That's a standard around
that
here.
Yes, it is. And just ask Karen Meyering about that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
She still has it.
Sounds like a story there.
There's a backstory there without that.
Yeah.
So.
One of the worst nights of her life.
Most people have Vietnam. Nam people have Nam flashbacks. That poor woman's got Bill flashbacks. Bill,
singing Holly Kaliki Maka. Oh, goodness.
And she was trying to sing in tune and straight, and yeah. It just didn't work.
So, okay. So what you going to sing?
This one's called Reckless Love.
Very good.
All right.
Take it away.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You've been so, so good. shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. You won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Wow. Very, very good.
I like it.
Beautiful. Wow.
That was really good.
Yeah. Pastor Q, I hope you enjoyed it.
I've had a blast, Jack.
Good deal. Yeah. Well, we've enjoyed having you. You are now officially invited to the FR Radio Christmas Gala, which is awesome. December 18th.
I will put it on the calendar.
It is a night of fun. It's a night of giving. It's a really cool night, and we would love for you to be a part of it.
Well, thank you. I would love to be.
And before you say yes, you would, you might want to go back in our archives on Facebook videos and look at some of those and just be sure that's something you want to be involved with.
Okay, I need to bet you guys.
You might want to at least know what you're in for.
All right.
Karen didn't know. She got a little surprised.
So, you know that you have to get home to Lydia and Ezra and...
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time to, stop up.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Tell you what, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Rocker. I think Bubba's got a little delay in your show.
Yeah, Holly's running a little late, so Rocker's a... Step up from Pastor Q a little bit, but
well, yeah, you know, I think I can't be a step up from God for crying out loud.
He isn't really God.
Not God. Thanks for the clarification on that.
So close enough,
but he knows him.
That's right.
They're on speaking terms.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll be back.
Yeah, you'll be back
after this commercial. So we'll be back.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll be having one of the most popular bands around, Hammer Jockeys. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The Fort Recovery Merchant.
Merchant Christmas Open House is Sunday, November 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy the live nativity scene, plus a live pioneer demonstration at the Log House. Story hour and crafts in the Fort Recovery Library from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Santa will be in his house from noon to 4 p.m., sponsored by the local Girl Scouts. Take part in a nativity scavenger hunt through participating merchants starting at the Fort Recovery Insurance. So enjoy the savings and fun at many of the Fort Recovery retail merchants during this Christmas Open House, Sunday, November 17th from 11 to 4 p.m.
And as more people came in, nobody would sit in front of them.
Yeah.
So I moved up a row, and that row filled in, moved up two more rows, and that filled in. Moved
so
up
now you're row. Now you're sitting right beside him?
Practically, yeah. Yeah.
So is the church full?
Sorry.
Get
we're
there.
On. Get in there, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We're on.
Oh.
We were chit-chatting.
Yeah. See
you. Forgot all about you people out there. We're having fun. Not sure how much
of the conversation everybody heard, but we were chit-chatting and having fun. So,
Rocker.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know either.
Well, neither do I, and I had all the stuff in front of me, so it doesn't really matter.
First of all, how have you been?
Good. Little respite there for a few weeks. Good to be back. I feel good.
So, on this day in history.
Some are good, some are not so well. 1933, the first sit-down strike at the Hormel Meat Company in Austin, Minnesota.
What?
What?
Spam. Hormel makes spam.
Yep.
Well, they can...
What year was that?
1933.
That was the first sit-down strike. Really?
Ever or just at Hormel?
I'd say period, apparently.
Okay. Huh. Well, probably they were tired before they just marched. Now they're tired.
1956, the Supreme Court ruled that the Alabama bus segregation thing is unconstitutional.
Which meant what?
That they would have to bus them together instead of the separating the whites and the black kids.
So what year was that?
1956.
So it took them 8 years from that to come up with the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Right?
Neil? Yep. That's approximately when the Civil Rights Act was. I don't remember for sure. That was Lyndon Johnson doing something that, sorry, Rocker, Kennedy didn't have the guts to do because he didn't want to ruffle feathers. So after he passed away, Johnson said, well, I don't care about ruffling feathers. I don't care.
Yeah.
We're doing this. It's right. And he was one of the Dixiecrats in the 50s and 60s that kind of fought segregation. And he decided that's not the right thing. He figured out what was really right. And so they got everything sorted out. Of course, it's a law, but it isn't. We're not there yet.
So, and this is totally off the subject. So were you eligible for the draft back when you were?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your number came up on the ball?
They had the lottery draft by your birthday or whatever it was. I can't remember for sure. I think his birthday. My number was 155, and they drafted to 153.
No kidding.
Yeah. And they were at 140 in May of that year. And only got 13 more numbers. They drafted so many early that they didn't need any more. So
were you nervous?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd already taken the Air Force physical. I wasn't going in the Army.
Yeah.
or the Marines. I thought, Coast Guard would be neat. Then I found out they're the ones that go on the boat down the river with people on both sides shooting at you. I don't want that. So I had the physical for the Air Force. As soon as I got my draft notice, I was gone.
So what year was that?
That would have been 71.
Wow.
That's 1971.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I remember working with guys at that time. We were on the Turk crew or whatever.
Yep.
And I think that they actually announced like the numbers and stuff on the radio. Because I remember sitting there with a bunch of guys who were 18 years of age, and they were absolutely scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine what the response would be now if, like, there was a draft like that?
Yeah, it'd be, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, there's a whole bunch of draft dodgers, people burning their draft cards, people moving to Canada, all that kind of stuff. You know, and I've thought about this a lot because my dad served in World War II. I'm sure your dad did too. Yeah. And brothers, yeah, I remember seeing the picture on Monday of the Stogler brothers. But, you know, they were going to fight an obvious war against an obvious foe.
Yeah.
The Vietnam War was a kind of a fight against communism in a country we didn't know anything about, and in a war that even when it started, you know, I think even before Kennedy, I think maybe Eisenhower was in it, but Kennedy was in it, Johnson was in it, and then it ended up being a real war. They were all kind of trying to help the French and being behind the scenes. It was a war you couldn't win, and nobody really knew what it was for. Yeah. Like the country Joe McDonald song, 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for?
Yeah.
Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. You don't, you know, just had to go. I would have gone. I wouldn't have done a draft dodge, and I wouldn't have gone to Canada. But well, I did not want to go and have to look at somebody that I didn't know and shoot them for no real reason.
Well, for at least none that you knew anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I remember going up to the school, and they were giving a presentation about, you know, World War II and, you know, what it was like at that time. And you're talking about trains that, I'm guessing the trains that came through here,
yeah,
where, you know, they'd be you know, full of kids,
yeah,
heading off to you know, war, and, you know, some would, you jump off as the train slowed down, and they track them down and get them, and you know, put them back on the train, you know, and you think, God, if it, yep, you know, we can't even treat illegal immigrants like that now,
yeah,
you know,
yep,
versus doing it to our 18-year-old kids.
Yep. But yeah, lots of them, when the train went by, they were trying to jump on the train,
yeah,
because,
yep,
we had been attacked.
They felt it.
That's indeed. It. You know, yeah, yeah. And it's time to go do that. And I'm reasonably sure I'd have been one of those people.
Yeah. So, Rocker, what's your next one?
I got one last one. This one's kind of Bubba's ballpark. What? 1982, Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
Boom.
Beat, oh, this would be a little Dookoo Kim, South Korean, by TKO in the 14th round. Kim died 4 days later after he, you know, never got out of the coma. Yeah.
No kidding. Boom, boom, man. Ray Boom Boom Mancini,
yeah,
the guy.
Well, not a, you know.
Yeah, he did.
So. Not intentionally.
No.
Well, I mean, you know, Rocker, those were all interesting, but I really think
you got nothing on that
being
one,
off, yeah, for 4 weeks, you probably could have brought your A game.
It, the battery died.
So what are we waiting on?
We are waiting on a new battery.
Where do you get that at?
I got people.
Do you have a charger?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
If the battery's bad, this charger don't make much difference.
How do you know? You're taking somebody here to look at.
Yes, that's why I'm getting another battery.
Who looked at it? Right, take it up, Buckshot.
How about a shout out, Les Johnson, listening tonight?
All right.
Hey, Bubba, why don't you go and
you know, is that right? Listening. And he loves listening to Fort Recovery Radio, and he is ready. But he told us.
Uh-oh.
By the way, it's Becky's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Becky.
Happy birthday, Becky.
Yeah.
And
he told us that he might have to step up and shoot free throws this year. Which is fine.
Well, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Just so he's shooting.
We just got to get him out there shooting. He can shoot laps for all I care.
Oh, yeah. Or just stand out there and do cheers. I don't
care.
That's
exactly right. So we don't care where he shoots it. We just want him out there.
Well, and you know what? And we've seen less than a couple of the services at Christ Chapel, too.
Yep.
So, fantastic. Yeah. Ryder, do you have anything else, bud?
I think that's about it.
Will I see you next week?
Well, if you bring me back, yes.
Will you be a little better prepared next week?
Well, let's hope so.
Fix your phone.
You're just mad about the... You're just mad about the top 10 list. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you for griping at him about the on this day, and he can't do much about that. Make stuff up. I didn't follow that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes,
and
he did.
A shout out and a shout out to Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yes.
Who, 95 years old, had brain surgery today.
Jesus, Jimmy.
I know.
No, that's it. Jimmy, you've done it all. Quit working building houses.
I know.
Yeah, I think he's had three falls in the last few months.
Yeah.
He needs to realize that he can't do everything. We can still use his brain, and he can still do his weekly Sunday school thing, and we can still hear good stuff from him, but he doesn't have to be running around all over God's green earth.
Probably one of America's nicest presidents.
Yep. He wasn't a good president. He definitely wasn't a great president, but he was a really, really good person.
Yeah.
He was an outstanding person.
Speaking of good persons, stay tuned for Sports Talk with Bubba.
Yep. All the game.
Yes. He has no guests here yet.
She'll be here.
Yeah.
Is Wyatt coming with her?
I don't know.
I hope so. He's my buddy. Wyatt's my buddy.
So for Insight, this is Jack and Rocker. We'll be back next week. See you later.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.